Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
Today's guest is Greg Papa from CSN Bay Area and 95.7 The Game. And Greg, so far the Giants, kind of like the team that we're looking across the dugout and seeing the Blue Jays, both teams are off to, you know, the 500 start and below what people expected. What do you think about the way the Giants have started, you know, especially the way the lineup is not quite together the way you would think it would be?
I think that's baseball. I mean, you look at the Blue Jays, they got separate issues. They're not hitting, but they're pitching a lot better than people thought, and they got a tremendously powerful lineup. I mean, outside of the Chicago Cubs and the Washington Nationals before they played the Cubs this weekend, that's pretty much baseball. You're kind of feeling out where you're at. I mean, the Giants issue is easily recognizable early in the year. When they pitch one of those top three pitchers, they're a World Series winning club. I mean, the look of the club is completely different. It's a tighter game. They catch it better. And everybody's on their toes. Those three guys can dominate a game. And if you can get them into a short series, I think they'll have that ability. And the other guys are veteran guys that'll hopefully over time work their way out. But they're a completely different club based on who the starting pitcher is. As far as the offense, they've been inconsistent. They've hit together. They've not hit together. And really a lot of them just haven't gotten started yet. Buster's, to me, really hasn't gotten locked in. He took that foul ball off his right foot early in the year, the first Sunday of the year, first homestand against Chase Utley and the Dodgers, and it threw him off a little bit. He looked like he locked in for a little while, and then he kind of came out of it again. But I think that's just, you know, getting into the rhythm of it, especially as a catcher. But he'll be fine. We're not going to worry about Buster Posey. But there are a lot of good signs. Brandon Belt looks like a different hitter. Completely walking more than striking out, which he never did before, and he looks like a middle of the order hitter. I think that the injury to Pagan hurt the lineup a little bit. I loved Pagan hitting ninth and the pitcher batting eighth. I talked about it forever, especially with Posey. You want him batting third, but you want him batting fourth, so that solves both issues. So I think they are where they are. I don't think it's a big deal now, and obviously the Dodgers and the whole division just kind of treading water, so you're just kind of sparring, figuring out what you got, and then, you know, when you get to Memorial Day, you kind of figure it out and try to understand who you are and then, you know, solve the problems.
I think there are a lot of fans who are thinking, okay, two times out of every five times, the Giants really don't have a great chance to win with the way Peavy and Kane are pitching. But, yeah, I mean, they have the longer leash. Bobby Evans was just telling me about that. When do you pull the trigger, though, if these guys continue to struggle and try to go in another direction? And you also got to consider, what do they have as the options? I mean, you know, because Chris Heston didn't pitch well and Clayton Blackburn's still in AAA.
There's a time, but I don't think we've reached that time. I mean, usually around Memorial Day, later into May, I was encouraged by the way Peavy threw the ball last night. I thought he challenged the hitters more. They just fouled off 23 of his pitches and, you know, pushed his pitch count up. I thought in the previous starts on the road, he was nibbling and didn't trust his stuff. He was trying to, you know, go to the black and maybe a baseball wide and maybe two baseballs wide and trying to get guys to fish. And he just, to me, that's a guy that's a little bit uncertain about coming in the zone. But last night I thought he did. And this is a tough lineup to navigate, Toronto. They're going to hurt you with the ball going over the wall, not just a single or a gap shot. They're going to put it in the crowd, so in the bleachers. So they're a little more discerning. How do you challenge them? But they're guys with track records. The bottom line, Joe, they make a lot of money. I mean, add them up. Kane's at 21. What's Peavy at a dozen? You know, you're talking $33 million. They're not going to eat that on Cinco de Mayo or Mays' birthday. They may entertain it on Memorial Day, but even then, you know, there's DLs. You can do things. But as you say, the alternatives is not quite ready yet. I think Lincecum is somewhat intriguing, but that may be down the road. So, again, I think you don't overreact. But the stats that you cited, you know, you're not going to win every time that Bumgarner, Cueto, and Samardzija go. and you're not going to lose every time. Those guys, you got what these guys got to do is give the team a chance to come back, or just stay in the game. When you're giving up six in a half inning and you're getting buried early, and they just cannot come back, then you're killing the club. You can't do that. But you got to be able to avert disaster, and they haven't. A couple times they've had blown ups. I mean, Kane had a blow up. He had one home. He had one in Denver, and obviously Peavy had a couple, and Cueto's had a couple. But Cueto found a way to have the blow up and still stabilize. They won both those games that he gave up, five here against the Dodgers and six in Cincinnati. He still figured out that's it, and then they locked in. So and they were able to chip away and come back and win. So they have enough of a track record. Their stuff is not obviously sub-major league. I think they just missed locations here and there, and I think overall they'll be fine. You just got to give them a little more time.
We'll have more with Greg Papa from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area and 95.7 The Game right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
A little reminder, join us on Tuesday, May the 24th at Keeble and Shuckett Photography at 11 a.m. San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea will be our special guest for our on-site podcast. That's at Keeble and Shuckett Photography, 290 California Avenue in Palo Alto on Tuesday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. Now back to the interview with Greg Papa. What do you think about the young guys that have come up? And it looks like we're going to see Williamson and Parker going back and forth between AAA and the major leagues. I mean, how do you judge what they're doing? Because they're not going to play every day. They're just going to get shots here and there.
Well, Williamson just looked overmatched to me. I the game Sunday, you don't want to overreact on one game, but just the quality of his at-bats. He wasn't coming through as a pinch hitter. He was struggling. And then you start him and you give him a game, and then the at-bats that he had on Sunday were just they cost you the game. I just think he didn't really have a great plan, and he was falling behind in the count and situations, and he just wasn't. I thought sometimes teams are slow to react. I thought they reacted about what I was thinking was he's just not ready. He's overmatched, and he needs to have a little more seasoning, and they flipped it. So they're going to give Parker a shot. They are going to face a few right-handed pitchers. They are facing a lefty tonight, Happ, and he's in there. But, you know, you got Blanco, so it doesn't much matter. So he showed like he had a little power in his bat. I think they're just trying to ride the right, the hot hand. But the lineup is different when Pagan's in. Pagan was the best player on this team the first month of the year until that rainy Sunday in New York when he hurt the hamstring. He was the best player on the club. I mean, he looked like a whole different guy. He took the left well. He was making the lineup top to bottom, and he was running well. He looked great. So I think a lot of it has just been you lost Pagan, so you got to get him back. He'll be back, you know, hopefully not too long. But in the meantime, you just kind of take inventory on where you're going. You know, what is Williamson? How far away is he? What is Parker? And then, you know, Pagan's in the final year of his deal, so you need to take a little inventory. You do it early in the year. You do it right at the deadline. You do it later in the year. So it's just a time to kind of see exactly where these guys were at. And Williamson showed that he's not quite ready, and I think they made the right move.
We'll continue the conversation with Greg Papa in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Before we finish up, you've had a great career with a lot of special moments between, you know, the Raiders or the Spurs and the Warriors. I mean, all the sports that you've covered. But right now, at this time and place, with the Giants being a contending type team, the Warriors, and you're doing their pre and post game, just an unbelievable ride, and we'll see how that turns out. And even the Sharks trying to make a ride to the Western Conference Finals. Just where does this stand as far as the special nature of it?
It's the golden age. I mean, the football teams aren't quite there. So we always look to, when I first moved here in the mid to late 80s, you know, the Niners were winning Super Bowls, and they were the premier franchise in all of sports for a 15-year run there. The Raiders weren't here then, but the Warriors were fun with Don Nelson. We didn't have the Sharks yet, but the A's were great. Tony was just arriving. The Giants had the Hum Baby and Al Rosen. So I look at that time when I first got here as wow. And if the football teams make a little stride, and we're hopeful the Raiders will, the two teams you cited, the Giants have had an incredible run. Incredible. To win 3 out of 5, just amazing. But this Warrior team is the best team I've ever seen in any sport. I mean, they are. To do what they did, to play 82 games with that grueling schedule and lose 9, I mean, that is out of the realm of what's possible. And they continue to do it. And they are so much fun and just so brilliantly coached. But it's a fun time. I mean, right now, I get to work. One night I'm doing Warriors, the next night I'm doing Giants, and they're both terrific. They both have great fan bases. The ratings, the Warriors' ratings have gone through the roof. The Giants were always by far the number one team as far as ratings in the market for, you know, day-to-day, not football. But the Warriors are getting football ratings. So it's just been so much fun to be, as I say, tonight I'll do Giants, tomorrow I'll do Warriors. I mean, I'm having the time of my life. It's like I'm 12 years old all over again. It's so fun.
Well, I really enjoy watching you and listening, and thanks a lot for the time, Greg, and have fun with it.
Thank you, Joe.
That's Greg Papa from Comcast SportsNet Bay Area and 95.7 The Game. We'll be podcasting on Saturday from AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Chicago Cubs. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.